Rob Thompson is clearly now the leading candidate for Manager of the Year. I'm John Stolness, and this is Up and In for Monday, June 6, 2022. And you can follow me on Twitter at John Stolness. What a weekend at Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies sweep the Los Angeles Angels. Are they still of Anaheim? I don't know anymore. But sweeping them in dramatic fashion on Sunday afternoon, dominating the first two games of the series, and then somehow pulling a rabbit out of their hat in the series finale in one of the most exciting games we've seen in this town in quite some time. What a devastating series for the Angels as well. 11 losses in a row. They had to think they were breaking that streak at 10 when they came back in the ninth inning on Sunday afternoon. But it was not to be, as a suddenly destiny-kissed Phillies team led by new manager Rob Thompson runs his record to 3-0 miraculously as the Phils pull off the sweep against the Angels. The Phillies now 25-29, four games under 500, winners of four in a row for only the second time this season. The Bats come alive in this weekend series, scoring 26 runs in the three games against Angels pitching. And we're going to have a full hitting season for you coming up. Justin and Liz and I will record a little bit later tonight, but this series was just too good not to have something in your earballs for your Monday morning, so that's why we're going to give you a real quick hitting recap here on this episode of Up and In. Let's start off with the game on Sunday afternoon. It's fresh in your minds. You probably don't need me to talk a whole lot about this, but I want to anyway because it was just so darn good, and I was actually at a picnic for basically this entire game on Sunday afternoon. When I stopped watching, the Phillies were down by four runs, and, you know, as a father of three young kids, and, you know, you've got some obligations that you need to take care of, and it was a wonderful picnic. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and then I get back in the car, I look at the score and see what happened, and find out all of the heroics that went on in this game. Just capped off a beautiful Sunday afternoon for me. So the Phillies, yes, trailed this one 6-2, heading into the eighth inning, and got a rally going, led by Odubel Herrera, who did again, I'm not the biggest Odubel fan, but a nice bit of hitting to the opposite field, a single off of a tough left-handed reliever, got the inning rolling. Johan Camargo then hit what could have been a double play ball, but an overthrow to second put runners on first and third with nobody out. Unfortunately, Camargo wrenched his knee on the play and could be headed to the injured list, so more on that in just a minute. Kyle Schwarber then walked to load the bases with one away, and that brought up Reese Hoskins. Reese Hoskins struck out, which then brought Bryce Harper to the plate. And then once again, he hit a mammoth grand slam. Echoes to that mammoth grand slam against the Cubs a couple of years ago that actually won the game. So very similar, but obviously this didn't win the game for the Phillies, and it wasn't in the bottom of the ninth, but every bit as dramatic. And I don't know which version I liked better, which call I liked better. Tom McCarthy's call was very good. Scott Fransky's call, he's obviously a magician. His call was probably just a little bit better, but as it's nitpicking here, because one of the things Tom McCarthy does really well in the TV booth is call the big moments, and he nailed that one. Scott Fransky, of course, nailed it as well. Matt Vasgersian on the Angels TV call couldn't help himself. Normally on the homer calls, on the local TV calls, you'll have a very morose voice, say, oh no, and a long fly ball to right field, and the Phillies have tied the ball game. That's kind of what you expect to hear. But Vasgersian, he got excited because it was a big baseball moment. He's like, and it's a long drive to right field. I kind of really like that because it was an Angels play-by-play guy getting all wrapped up in the moment calling that play. Angels radio was a little bit more subdued for sure. Obviously the Fransky call I think is my favorite, but it's a horse race. All of those different broadcasts covered it really well. Nick Piccione on Twitter is a great follow. He's always posting up these big moments, what the different calls from the different broadcasters. I don't know how he gets all of these different feeds in and gets them recorded and gets them turned around and put out on the web, but kudos to you, sir. I mean, it's an invaluable service you're doing, and God bless you for it. So after that Bryce Harper home run, the game is tied at 6-6 in the bottom of the eighth. By the way, when Hoskins struck out to make it bases loaded with two outs, the Phillies' win expectancy at that point was 7%. It bumped into the 50% range after that. So, again, a monster home run from Bryce Harper there to tie that game at 6. Joe Maddon was actually asked after the game if he'd considered walking Bryce Harper, which would have forced in a run in that situation and made it 6-3, because Harper had owned Raisel Iglesias in his career, the Angels closer at that point. He hit two previous home runs against him, as well as a double. I think he was 3-5 against him in his career, which it probably wouldn't have been a bad move. If I had seen Joe Maddon walk Bryce Harper to force in a run, I would have felt let down because I believe in my heart Bryce Harper rises to the occasion as often as he doesn't. And in those situations, you want Bryce Harper swinging that bat, and for the exact reason you saw him going deep, tying that ball game up at 6. But it was an interesting question after the game, and I thought Maddon's response was, listen, Iglesias, just, I didn't want him to throw him a strike. And so if that's the idea here, then yes, intentionally walk him. Rather than ask Iglesias to try to pitch around Bryce Harper, instead, Harper got a changeup right down the middle, and that ball was absolutely hammered into the second deck in right field. It was beautiful. But then, unfortunately, Corey Knebel comes in to the ninth inning and gives up a go-ahead run to put the Angels back on top 7-6. Good on the Angels to come back and tack on that go-ahead run. And what did Knebel in was walking the leadoff hitter. You just can't do that. You just can't do that as the closer. Your teammate gets you, I mean, yet another dramatic Bryce Harper home run to get you back in a ball game. Didn't give him the lead this time like it did in Atlanta when Nick Nelson blew the lead. But Corey Knebel comes in after his teammate gives him a huge lift, ties the ball game up, and then he comes in and walks the leadoff hitter. You just can't do that. And he got some bad ground ball, bad luck in that inning. I mean, that happens. But when you walk the leadoff guy, you don't get any sympathy from me on that. So the Phillies come into the bottom of the ninth. But Bryson Stott, former teammate of Bryce Harper, fellow Las Vegas resident, two Las Vegas boys here, grew up in the city, one of Bryce Harper's best friends, hits a walk-off three-run home run to win the game 9-7 in one of the most dramatic and exciting games the Phillies have played here in the last few years. When Stott came to the plate with the bases loaded, a 3-2 count, two outs. I mean, you talk about high drama. The count was full. There were two outs. Runners were going to be on the move. Phillies trailing by one, and Bryson Stott, bases weren't loaded, but there were two runners on. Stott hitting the ball into deep right field for the go-ahead three-run shot. The Phillies' win expectancy was 17% when he came to the plate, so that jump up to 100% certainly will help Stott's win probability added number for sure. Today was the first time in Phillies franchise history, was the first time in Phillies franchise history that there was a game-tying grand slam in the eighth inning or later, and then a walk-off home run to win it. The Phillies had never done, in 138 years of baseball, they had never done what they did on Sunday afternoon. You just never know what you're going to see when you go to the ballpark. And from Elias Sports, Sunday was also the first time the Phillies hit a grand slam and a walk-off home run in the same game since July 22nd, 1985 against the Astros, when John Russell hit a grand slam in the first inning, and then Mike Schmidt, who was in the booth calling today's game for NBC Sports Philadelphia, hit a walk-off home run in the ninth. I wonder if Mike Schmidt remembered that as he was calling that game. And a lot of conversation after the game from Harper and from other players about the benefit of playing the young guys, guys like Bryson Stott, like Mickey Moniak, like Alec Bohm. Lots of veteran players talking about that in the wake of Joe Girardi's firing. And you know we're going to talk about that a lot on the Hittin' Season that Justin Liz and I will record later tonight. In the second game of the series on Saturday, the Phillies beat the Angels 7-2. Pretty comfortable win for the Phils. They haven't had a whole lot of success on national TV of late, but as the national game on Fox on Saturday, they jumped all over Michael Lorenzen, scoring five in the first inning. JT Realmuto had a huge day, three doubles on the day. Johan Camargo came up with a monster two-run single with two outs in the first inning. The bases were loaded. The Phillies had a 2-0 lead. It looked like they might strand a bunch of runners and only go into the second inning with a 2-0 lead, but that Camargo two-run single made it 4-0, and that is a huge difference. What a huge difference to be able to get that knock, to push the lead from 2-0 to 4-0. It just seems monumental in the first inning to be able to do that. And then Mickey Moniak follows with an RBI infield single to make it 5-0. And with Zach Wheeler on the mound, that's usually enough to get the job done. The reigning NL pitcher of the month for May, he wasn't at his sharpest, but he did hold the Angels to 2 runs over 6 innings of work. The Phillies got excellent bullpen work from Brad Hand, whose ERA is now down to 1.13 on the season. It was his third straight 1-2-3 inning. And Sir Anthony Dominguez continues to pitch fantastic relief. A scoreless 8th inning for him. His ERA is now down to 1.74. Really the two reliable guys in the Phillies bullpen so far this year. The Phillies then got two big insurance runs in the bottom of the 8th inning just to make everybody feel better heading into the 9th. You were worried about a Corey Knebel outing holding a 3-run lead. Well, you know, you get another 2-run single from Johan Camargo, 4 RBIs on the night for him, and then all of a sudden you've got a 7-2 lead, a 5-run cushion. You can bring in Connor Brogdon and kind of coast to the easy 7-2 win. The Phillies really have to hope, by the way, that Camargo is not going to be out for long. He's only one of only 5 infielders on the active roster, given Nick Maton was just sent to the injured list after making a nice diving catch over the weekend when he strained his shoulder. So we know Nick Maton's going to be out for a week and a half. You hope that Camargo is not out for a whole lot longer. Might miss a couple of days, but if he's on the injured list, the Phillies are going to have to call somebody up from AAA. And then the series opener, it was just sheer dominance as the Phillies in Rob Thompson's first game as manager gave him all the offense he could want. Phillies winning 10-0. Zach Eflin goes 8 shutout innings in this one, and the offense was relentless against Angels pitching. One of the few laughers we've had this year. Schwarber started the game with another leadoff home run. It was his 13th dinger overall on the season. Bryson Stott hit a 3-run bomb in the 2nd inning to give the team a 4-0 lead. So 2 3-run homers for Stott in this series, starting to heat up now that he's getting regular playing time. Harper went deep twice in the series opener. Schwarber also went deep twice in this game as the Phillies hit 5 home runs in the series opener against the Angels. Again, a comfortable 10-0 laugher in Rob Thompson's first game as the new skipper of the Phillies. And Rob Thompson 3-0 as Phillies skipper. By the way, when they won the game on Saturday, he was the first Phillies manager to start 2-0 in his career. Did I see that right? I don't remember if that's exactly right, but I thought I saw that someplace. One last note about the Angels as they leave town. Not a happy homecoming for Mike Trout. Carrying around now an 11-game losing streak, and he was mired in the worst batting slump of his life. I wonder if he was pressing a little bit in Philly this weekend. He got robbed of a couple of hits. Bryson Stott robbed him in the 8th inning of the game on Sunday here. I should have broken his string there, but it would have been an infield single, so not exactly like Mike Trout crushing the ball. But he also got robbed, hit a couple of really hard-hit balls right at people, and that happens when you're in the midst of an 0-for-26, which is what he's in right now. It is the longest he's ever gone in his career without a hit. 0-for-26, the longest hitless streak of his life. He went 0-for-11 in this series with just 1 walk. Also, Shohei Ohtani, largely a non-factor in this series. He didn't pitch for the Angels at all and really didn't have much of an impact with the bat. The Angels stars just did not come out to play, and that is one struggling unit right now out in Los Angeles as the Angels have lost 11 in a row. Again, they had to think they were winning that game on Sunday once they scored that. Well, you take a 4-run lead into the 8th inning, and then you retake the lead with a 1-run lead in the 9th. Just a crusher. What a crusher for the Angels and a badly needed series sweep for the Phillies, who again now have won 4 games in a row. They have an off day today, and then they begin a 3-game series in Milwaukee against the first place Brewers in the National League Central. The first 2 games on Tuesday and Wednesday starting at 8:10 Eastern. The third game, the getaway game on Thursday, will start at 2:10, and then the Phillies will host the better than expected Arizona Diamondbacks for 3 games at Citizens Bank Park. Then the Marlins come into town for 3 games next week. So that's what the calendar is looking like here over the next week. So folks, listen, that's going to do it for this edition of Up and In. And again, Justin, Liz, and I will be recording a Hit and Season later tonight, so we'll have more analysis on this Angels series, give you a little bit more of a preview of what's coming up here over the next week, and talk about some bigger issues, specifically with regarding young players, Joe Girardi, Rob Thompson, and a bunch of other stuff that'll come your way. Again, we'll record later tonight, so it'll be in your Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. It'll be downloaded for you on late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'll talk to you next time here on Up and In.